And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the mighty 690 KGGF Kyle High with you this morning on this cloudy day here in Coffeyville. 38 degrees right now. We'll get up to a high of about 42. And joining us in the studio this morning from Coffeyville's Reawakening, we have Denise York and Sam Kudrick. Guys, welcome to the studio. How are you doing today?
Great. Good morning, Kyle.
Doing good. Good morning. Yep.
All right, so let's go ahead and lots of things to talk about today, especially with the Christmas on the Plaza starting this week, actually tomorrow, I do believe. Of course, just a few recaps coming our way.
Right. I wanted to give a shout out to Janie and everybody over at CACF for the fantastic match day that we had on the 19th. You know, her crew was over there working really hard. I think the final total came to $118,000.
Nice.
And, you know, we appreciate the Bernard and Effie Joe Wade Family Foundation, the Pratt Family Charitable Fund for all their matching and help on that. So, and a shout out to Coffeyville, you know, for participation.
Yeah, I do believe overall, I think there was more money given this year than last year, which right. is amazing to think about since yep. this has been such a wild and wacky year.
It has. It seems like people's really came through, mm-hmm. you know, when we really need it. So I think there was 31 nonprofits that were listed there. So I know the Midland did very well. So we're very appreciative.
All right. So lots of great things. And again, we talked about it a little bit earlier, but thank you very much, Coffeyville, for coming out and supporting all those nonprofits.
Absolutely. Yep. And then the Coffeyville Together, that's going to be winding down here towards the end of the year. I think we're really close to that 50,000 goal that we talked about mm-hmm. earlier. Coffeyville Together .com is the website where you can go. There's 21 local businesses that are registered. You can buy gift certificates from there. The Community Foundation matches that, goes into a community charitable for the COVID relief fund. So for Christmas, if you don't want to get out and shop, get online at coffeebuildtogether.com and buy those gift certificates. It's a great way to support and get a match there, too.
And also, like you said, great Christmas gifts as well. So be able to get those.
And so we are really close. So really think about those gift cards. It makes it easy on you.
And then, of course, the big event that's happening starting tomorrow, Christmas on the Plaza. And I know you guys have been working diligently at that. And finally, it's going to start paying off tomorrow.
Well, let's hope. So, yeah, there's been a group that's been putting in a lot of long, hard hours, you know, working on this. So it starts off Friday after the parade. We've got, you know, the Christmas parade starts at 6:00. And then we have the Christmas Marketplace, and that's two locations. One's on Walnut, 910 South Walnut. The other one's 115 West 9th, the Coffeyville Reawakening headquarters. And we've got around 15 vendors in each spot. So there's a great variety of product to buy. You know, come look. And if you don't want to hit the crowd after the parade, we're also doing it Saturday. And along with that, we've got a new addition that's going to be downtown. It's the Flying Pig Food Truck that they'll be making their debut, right?
Very
Brian
nice.
Fisher?
Yes, yeah. And if you guys go on the Christmas on the Plaza Facebook page, you can see we've been sharing a few of the vendor stuff, and you guys, his food looked amazing.
Yeah, like, we can't wait for that one.
Yeah, yeah.
So yum, yum.
You know, plus, the Yoke and Landing, so it's plenty of places to eat after. So
yeah, the restaurants will be open a little bit later. So
they will. So if you see a crowd, you know, going into one of the marketplaces, maybe go eat, walk around, or they can walk down Death Alley. Because
yes, yeah. We just worked with the city electric department to get some lights strung in Death Alley, which to some people might be like, oh, okay, these are kind of, you know, some random lights up, but they look so good, you guys.
They do.
And if you haven't been down Death Alley since this summer, we have some great new murals up. So take your family, walk down, great social distancing activity, check out the murals. The lights are just kind of zigzagged all the way up to the jail. So the city did a great job on those, and we just love the festiveness of it. So definitely check that out.
And who was it that did the lights? Who did you work
well,
with?
Well, so we worked with a few guys. I know Mike Shook, of course.
Is it Bruce?
Is that the guy that works? Okay. I'm sorry. I don't remember names. This is terrible. But there were. I think his name is. I want to say his name is Steve, but okay. I don't want to bet my money on it.
It's the city of.
Yeah. And I'm sure Bruce Bell, I'm sure he helped as well because he's always, you know, kind of boots on the ground guy too. So just shout out to them for, I mean, I think sometimes we overwhelm them. We're like, hey, we want lights all downtown and this and that. And
That was Sam's dream. all the way downtown.
And we're not giving up on it. You know, when you go to towns and they have lights strung across the streets, that's our end goal. But as of now, we'll take the alley for now.
I can see Mike Shook just shaking his head right now. Listen to this, Sam. Absolutely not. Sam's not going to put me on the spot.
We're gonna find out the ways to get it done, and we'll do our part too. But
and the tree has been lit up. I've seen pictures of it. It looks beautiful down there right
now.
Trees
lit up. It really does. So
yeah, you know, we left the chamber the other night after work. You know, it was starting to get kind of dark, and the picnic tables are out for the food truck. And I was like, wouldn't it be just a great evening to sit here, have a great meal, and like the Christmas tree, Isham's looks beautiful. You can see our Christmas tree in the chamber.
A lot more lights.
It's just
down
a great
there.
Yeah. It's just a really great. Great thing to go do. So,
and then a couple more add-ons for the parade night. I know at Nichols Pitching Post, he's got Perry's Pork Rinds in. I think it's a truck, right?
Last time they were there, they had a table. I know, but great pork rinds.
Yeah, Grandma's Old Fashioned Kettle Corn. Mm-hmm. So walk around downtown, see what you know there is. Visit the retailers that are open and shop local.
Yep.
And then Saturday night, the Christmas Marketplace, they'll open from 5:30 to 8:30. There's also, it's an ugly sweater night downtown. And the Yoke is hosting a Christmas karaoke and ugly Christmas sweater party. So make sure, and if you've got your ugly sweater on, go in there.
No, I could just put on the ugly sweater and have ugly singing like I usually do. So that's why I keep the windows up when I start singing in the car. Nobody wants to hear that.
And the Flying Pig food truck will be set up again Saturday night. They will be there almost every night that every night that we are open. So we've got 6 or 9 nights that you can come down and enjoy that. So I think that's all we have coming up this weekend. There's a few other things that we've got going on. Past that, on the Saturday the 12th, we're going to have Grinch downtown. So be ready for that. And I think we may have a scavenger hunt that associates with that.
Yummy one, yeah. Mr. Grinch.
Then Sunday night, Sardis Choir should be down on the plaza.
Very nice.
Yeah, we've confirmed them. There's still a couple other things to put together, but... yeah, we've got a lot going on and coming on, so we'll let you know next week what's coming up. So.
Well, we also have the holiday lighting contest. So if you guys, we've got it up, I think, this early this week. So it's kind of a quick turnaround. But if you guys are out there and you decorate your house for Christmas, you definitely want to enter the contest. So you can either go to the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce Facebook and get to our event that we set up, or just type in holiday. Let me see what it officially, it's called Coffeyville's Holiday Lights Contest. So like I said, it's an event. All you have to do is just snap a photo of your house that you have decorated. Just like a camera, you know, a phone camera is fine. It doesn't have to be like some fancy photo. But put a picture, put your address, and there's going to be 3 people that actually win free electricity for the month of December. So that's a great little incentive to do that.
Absolutely.
And then also we'll give out some other local gift cards to a few others as well. But you do have to enter by Monday, December 7th. So we're on a quick turnaround time here, and we'll announce them on December 18th. So we also plan, if maybe you like decorate, you're like, oh, I don't want to enter the contest, still drop your address if you do decorate on that page, because we are trying to make a Google map of all the lights in Coffeyville so people can go out with their friends or family and drive around and look at some of the different lights.
That was successful when you did the map for the Find the Bear, the teddy bear.
So we're hoping that this will just get people, you know, go for the evening, have dinner, and then drive around and check out. Because I've already seen a ton of lights around town that are up. So there's some really great looking houses. And then, of course, if I haven't got to drive by at night yet, but Darla, who does the candlelit tours, she said the mansion looks amazing. I know the inside looks amazing because we've been working hard on that, but the outside, we did get a grant from Coffeyville Area Community Foundation, and they helped supply new LED lights for the mansion. on the outside. So all of them look, it just looks great. They also help provide masks, sanitizer, and then some new decorations for the solarium tree, which where everyone likes to get their family photo taken, you know, when they go through the tour. So it's days and days of work on that mansion, but it is so worth it. If you guys haven't got tickets, you need to go get tickets. Go to the Brown Mansion Facebook page. You can do them through a link on there, or you can come to the chamber. We'll sell them to you cash or card in person. Tickets are starting to go. So to COVID, like everything else, things are going to be a little different. Generally, you know, we have about over 2,000 people come, but this year we can only have 1,050 total because we're only doing 50 people per hour. And those evenings are the 12th, 13th, 16th, 19th, 20th, 23rd, and 26th. You do have to pick one of those time slots, so that way we can have the 50 per hour, have 10 minutes to kind of clean between and get the next group in. So you guys don't want to miss this event. It gets you in the spirit of Christmas for sure, but it's just beautiful, and you are helping support a great cause by keeping the mansion around and up and going. So.
And for somebody that's never been on the tour, about how long does the tour take to get through?
Yeah, so I would say, it's not necessarily like a historic guided tour. This is just a self-guided, go look at the lights type deal. Because we definitely want you to come back for the historic tour, because that's just great to go to. But this is really just to see the lights. Mm-hmm. So I would say you want to give yourself no less than probably 30 minutes.
Right.
Because you get to see the first, second floor and the third floor, which is the ballroom.
Which I didn't know there was a third floor, because you look at the building, you really kind of not see. You kind of think, oh, it's two floors. And then I found out earlier today, there's a third floor.
Yeah, and then a full basement, of course. So it's a large home. Yeah. There's 130 trees inside. So pretty impressive. And a lot of people ask, you know, it is not wheelchair accessible, but to the first floor, there's just like two steps. And then the stairs to the second floor are very wide and very short, so they're easy to get up. I will say the second to the third floor are kind of steep. So, you know, some people have that question, but...
Well, but this year there was a special added. We're going to videotape the mansion tour. I think Darla's going to host that.
I think so. Mm-hmm. George Productions is going to do it for us. Mm-hmm.
Right. And we're going to tape the parade and the tree so we can share it with those that aren't accessible, you know, can't get up there and see it, the nursing homes, a few things.
That's very cool. That way people can participate that way as well. So, well, guys, if anybody has any questions about everything you've been talking about today, how can they get a hold of you guys?
ILoveCoffeeville.com is always a good place to start. It gets you the chamber, the city. You know, the city's helping us, right? The chamber, visit Coffeeville, and Coffeeville's Reawakening. So any of those Facebook pages, they can... Call us.
But like I said, if you guys do Facebook, Coffeeville's Christmas on the Plaza is the best place. I mean, Shanna Model is actually the one kind of heading that up, and she is sharing some amazing photos. I mean, I was just telling Denise that, like, our vendors, these are quality. I'm excited to go and have this quality event in Coffeeville, because there's just some cool stuff that's going to be offered that you just can't get anywhere. So
we had a great outpouring from the vendors. Now we just need the town to come and support
them
too.
Wear your mask, use sanitizer.
Yep.
You know, we're going to try our best to keep people distance as much as possible. And I will say quickly, I'm sure you guys have talked about it, but the candlelit tours, you do have to wear a mask. So I just want people to know that. You know, if you show up and you don't have one, we will be supplying them. So just make sure you do know that. We're trying to just do our part to keep people safe and keep things open so we can still support everything.
Exactly. All the fun starts at 6 o'clock tomorrow with the parade, and then the rest of the event kicks off after the parade. So it's going to be a lot of fun downtown tomorrow night. So, ladies, thank you so much for coming in today. We really do appreciate it, and we will talk to you guys next time.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
All right, we're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we're going to start Open Line. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.